very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, the big news coming out of Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium today is that the Hollywood Bets Dolphins have signed Unrick Nokia for the CSA T20 Challenge. The speedster hasn't played since May when he got injured during the IPL, but will make his return this weekend. The Dolphins take on the Tuskers in their opener. Nokia is going to be an important part of the squad for this competition, given the fact that the Dolphins have a number of players away for the portion of the tournament with the South African A side, as well as with the Proteas. But Nokia, when chatting a little bit earlier today, says that he's had a good start to his time in Durban.
Really excited to get going again. Can't believe it's around the corner, it feels like. It should be months. It just felt like a forever break and a rest. But no, things have been good. Gone through nicely the last few weeks and months with the prep and the build-up, and nice to be here in Durban. It's been really welcoming. Everyone's been very welcoming. It's been a great environment so far, day one.
So the first game of the CSA T20 Challenge for the Dolphins is this weekend. They take on neighbours, the Tuskers, at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium on Saturday. In rugby news now, the Springboks begin their end-of-year tour this weekend when they play Japan at Wembley Stadium. They also face France, Italy, Ireland and Wales on the tour, so it's going to be a jam-packed couple of weeks of rugby. It will be a test of the quality and depth of the squad for sure, but assistant coach Jerry Flannery says it will be a good test.
When we finished the Rugby Championship, we started preparing straight away for these games. What we're looking to see is that we can maintain a level of freshness and energy for each week. We're lucky that we have good competition right the way through the squad and there's good depth, so we feel we'll probably have the ability to rotate the team to maintain that freshness. And I think it's going to be really good prep for when you come into something like a World Cup.
Some exciting rugby games coming up this weekend. The All Blacks take on Ireland in Chicago, and there's also a clash between Australia and England at Twickenham. We're going to finish with football news now. Orlando Pirates need to move on from their continental disappointment when they take on Magesi in the Carling knockout tonight. Pirates were knocked out of the CAF Champions League qualifiers, but we'll need to bounce back this evening. That one kicks off at 7 p.m. at the Orlando Stadium. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.